Time now for a few comments from our listeners, including some about our coverage of John Paul II's 25th anniversary as Pope, which we covered last week. A former Vatican radio reporter, David Gibson, told Day Today's Mike Pesca that the Pope's supporters were disappointed he didn't receive this year's Nobel Peace Prize.
Certainly, I think there was a desire to see this kind of capstone to his papacy, to a real recognition outside the walls of the Catholic Church of what he has done. And clearly, his track record is remarkable.
My name is Alfredo Bulsad, and I live in Burbank, California. David Gibson was showering praise on what I would call a very divisive Pope. The thing that really got me was the conversation about the Pope not winning the Nobel Peace Prize. The reason why he didn't win didn't even come up. I don't think they give Nobel Peace Prizes to people that discard entire sections of people because of who they love. And certainly the Pope did not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. Thank you.
KPCC listener Alfred Abulsad. Similar comments came from Martha Frank of Ann Arbor. She said the Pope's comments were a tipping point for the three-way conflict in the Balkans and that his rejection of contraception has led to unnecessary suffering in many areas of the world. On a lighter note, we got lots of letters about Karen Grigsby Bates' story aired last Friday on the 40th anniversary of a sports car, the Porsche 911. Karen remarked upon the vehicle's remarkable appeal to men, how so many of us guys just go kind of nuts for it.
And why chromosome types from little boys to little old men just love this sound.
And here's one response to Karen's musings over the lure of the 911 from listener Jim Otterson.
If Karen really wanted to know why the 911 has such an allure, there's one surefire way to find out. Drive a 911. Don't be a passenger in one. Better yet, drive a 911 on a nice mountain road or take it on Pacific Coast Highway on a Sunday morning early. After that experience, Karen should understand completely why people really, really, really like a 911. A 911 is fun to drive. This is Jim Otterson. I live in Huntington Beach, California, and I'm a proud owner of a 1987 Porsche 911 Carrera.
And Mr. Otterson, we're happy to report to you that Karen's husband, Bruce, does own a 911. She's had many trips in them and enjoys them herself. That's all our letters for now, but we'd surely like to hear from you. Send us an email with your thoughts. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. Our address is daytoday@npr.org.